This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. And on the show today, we are asking you about dual CEOs. Would you work in a company with two CEOs? Why or why not? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio, on Twitter, on Instagram. Get in touch with us. You still have about 10 minutes to get your comments in. But for now, we're going to move on to our final story of the day. And this is about the hiring success at Amazon, right? So Jeff Bezos, we know he's the richest person in the world. His financial success is the subject of, well, you know, we've talked about it. There's been like thousands of articles out there.
Millions of times.
Yeah. But what is less talked about is the key to that success, and that is Amazon's hiring practices. Now, when the company went public back in 97, more than 20 years ago, Bezos released a letter to shareholders that, among other things, said that setting the bar high in their approach to hiring has been and will continue to be the single most important element of Amazon.com's success. So that's what he said then. And he says, until today, it's still the same thing. Anyone applying for a job at Amazon, they realize that expectations are high. And Bezos himself acknowledges that it's not easy to work there.
Right.
So Bezos, like I said earlier, apparently, and his hiring team still consider candidates in terms of three broad questions that he set forth in his original letter to shareholders, you know, like
way
in 1998, right? 1997, 1998. So number one, the three broad questions. Number one, is this person someone that we will admire? Now, he says that admirable individuals, they are right most of the time. They're right a lot, right as in correct and accurate, right? But they're also good listeners and are willing to change their minds. As he puts it, the smartest people are constantly revising their understanding, reconsidering a problem they thought they'd already solved. They're open to new points of view, new information, new ideas, contradictions, and challenges to their own way of thinking. And so, I guess every time they have a candidate, this is one of the things that they look at. Another thing that they look at is, will this person increase the effectiveness of the group? So Bezos looks for candidates who will strengthen the organization. He said, we want to fight entropy. The bar has to continuously be moving upwards. So when interviewing candidates, Amazon brings in employee referees called the bar raisers who assess how the candidate will enhance the corporate culture. And they look at how the individual measures up to Amazon's 14 leadership principles. And you can go look that up on their website. And the leadership principles includes things like if they are right a lot, if they think big, and if they have high standards. Anyone who is preparing for an interview there should master these principles and have anecdotes on how their qualification fit with these 14 philosophies. And finally, the last question is this person a superstar? So a third quality that Amazon looks for in job candidates is the capacity to be a superstar. Bezos explains in that same letter to shareholders that many people have unique skills, interests, and perspectives that enrich the work environment. It's often something that is not even related to their jobs. And he always gushes about, you know, having hired a national spelling bee champion. You know, this is one of the things that he felt like was quite cool, you know. So superstars for Bezos, he says, they can be mavericks. They're a little bit radical. They're a little bit of a rebel. Right. And he says this is because mavericks see things with a fresh lens. And that, of course, for him, is the key to innovating. So these are the three things that Amazon asks their candidates, you know, during the hiring process.
Right. You know, one of the earlier point you were saying about how he was, the first point was, is it a person we'll admire? But one of the interview questions is, tell me a time you were given feedback that made you change your strategy.
So right? That shows that you're open to change. Yeah, and that's important. Well, you know, speaking of being open to change, how would you feel about working for a company that had two CEOs? Let's wrap up the poll before we get to the comments, Frida.
Right. At 64%, no, you wouldn't work with a company with two CEOs. At 21.6% says yes. 14.4% says depends.
Right. Looking at Instagram, we have 65% who say no, as opposed to 35% who say yes. Some of the comments that have come in on Instagram include one from Jane here who says, impossible to be able to please both CEOs. Work life would be very tiring and stressful. And Gwen says, I voted yes because because I'm too low down the food chain to be affected. Over on Twitter, we have more responses.
Right. Okay. We've got FSJ. It's like having two wives.
I don't know about that.
Alvin He, have you guys heard the poor mouse deer be trampled by two elephants? And I was just saying, you know, we're very philosophical today. All the animals from tigers to elephants and mouse deer.
All coming out.
Ravi Rasalingam said, recipe for disaster. The internal politics will be vicious, demoralizing for the troops trying to manage conflicting instructions. Worse, if it's a family-run businesses, things can also get emotional. Been there, worked there before. Don't wish it anyone. No thanks. Just one comment here from 3880. It'd be like living on a planet orbiting two suns. Different gravitational forces, different seasons. It'll take adjustments for someone from a traditional company.
Right. Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for your WhatsApp messages, for your tweets, and for your feedback on Instagram. That, of course, was our top story. How would you feel about working in a company with dual CEOs? We then moved on to the story
about how you should treat interns.
And finally, what Jeff Bezos looks for in job candidates and the amazing success that Amazon has had with their hiring process. If you missed out on any part of this show, the podcast of all our stories will be up on our website, bfm.my, in just a few minutes. You can also find our podcast on the BFM app, on iTunes, on Spotify, or anywhere else you get your podcast fix. Right after the 1 p.m. news bulletin is the Breakfast Grill replay. And this morning, Chuang spoke to the general manager of Tourism Selangor, Azrul Shah bin Mohammed. That's happening right after the 1 p.m. news bulletin with Lee Chin Ying. But on behalf of Frida Liu and myself, Audrey Raj, enjoy the rest of this gloomy Friday afternoon and have an amazing weekend. Enterprise BizBytes will be back again on Monday with Rich, Arv and Christine. Till then, here's the Beatles with Happiness is a Warm Gun. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.